This week on the FF News, Dragons and Other Myths of the Civil War. Part 1.
Dragons. Scholars have hidden the truth. Hatred and violence open a door to another dimension, bringing a plague of dragons.
My dearest Oscar, wild dragons are everywhere, and it's a hellish battle. The dragons attack us regardless of our race, our creed, our orientation, north or south, but we do our best to carry on. Wild dragons cannot drag us away. We will maintain. Here's hoping your day is pleasant and gay. Your very best, George.
This song by Irene Douglas testifies.
The sweet fallen of the north, the saints of the south, all are forgiven the fallen of war. Still we run in our dreams, the roar drowns our screams. Yes, the talons of the dragon core, when their fiery breath brought blistering death, we said we will never face our brothers in war. We know hatred is rotten, keep the fallen ne'er forgotten. The cannons blast open the dragon door.
Part 2. The Women's Brigade. If they were a major force in the Civil War, why don't we hear about them? Did Rosie the Riveter fight 80 years before World War II, as this letter would indicate?
Dear Professor Teller, bullets have stung us in equal proportion to the vile words written against your suffrage lectures. As a women's brigade, though we have liberated a swath of the South, we have acquired neither accolades nor commissions. I am, always, your Rosie Riveter.
Part 3.
The Crapless Ghost. The photo of multiple ghostly views of this ill Union soldier can be explained by the long exposure and his wretched bowels.
Oh, my dearest Sophie, you may have heard many men are suffering from dysentery. Well, I've been suffering from the opposite. I held at Gettysburg, I held at Appomattox, I held through the nights of horror at Colon's Cross. My darling, I'll hold until I see you. Uriah.
Footnote: The Kombucha Riots of 1863.
Dear Woodruff, I filled my canteen with elderberry kombucha for the last time. I had my last drop during a very hot day. There are no Whole Foods 1,000 miles from the battlefield. Do not come to this place. Sincerely, Bobbert the Fifth.
Conclusion. If you cannot live with hatred and constipation, cannot live without kombucha and equal pay, then join us in calling for probiotic dragons. This is Jonah for Fake News.